Hey, all you wastelanders.
It's 66.6 The Wave, and we're here today to transmit our daily broadcast to all your survivors out there.
The local radiation level is lowered by 10%, but we strongly advise that you stay inside as much as possible.
We have noticed that some of the native plants and animals have mutated, mostly by increasing in size.
So watch out for oversized roaches and rats because they are hungry.
In other news, the Survivor Center known as the Blue Cross is now accepting survivors again after being raided last week by scavengers.
So be sure to stop by and pick up some canned goods and purified water on your way through.
So we're here going on the street and asking people how they have survived the apocalypse. So how did you prepare for the nuclear apocalypse before it came upon?
Well, I was really fortunate. I'm Captain Jeff Gross. I'm a junior ROTC instructor. At least I was a junior ROTC instructor at Saginaw High School. Because of that, I'm a retired military guy. So my 20 years of experience with the Air Force, I dealt with top secret materials, dealt with intelligence, and I know all the hide locations in the United States just in case there was a circumstance like this. So I was more than ready. I knew exactly where I needed to go to be as safe as I could.
So what precautions are you taking to survive after the bombs fell?
Well, I'm staying away from suspiciously green looking areas. It's, you know, green is always the color of radiation.
Of course, most definitely.
And food is hard. Sometimes you can find, you know, grass to eat. But back before the bombs fell, I really loved me a real good steak.
Yeah, steaks are always nice.
Yeah. I had this one friend, he and I were going around for a while, and I got a real good hankering for steak, you know? Mm-hmm. And he was just sitting there, scavenging, and I did find some ammo. I thought, you know, how badly do I want this steak? You know, I was getting pretty hungry. We'd been without like a steady supply of food for a couple of weeks at that point.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. So he was sitting there bending down, just, you know, sorting through some rubble. I just thought to myself, I'm real hungry, man. So I, you know, took out my gun. I crept up behind him and I said, hey, man, how's it going? He said, pretty good. Well, that's nice. And I put my gun to the back of his head and I shot him.
Oh, my God. That's really harsh.
He was delicious, though.
I'm not sure that's healthy.
Who cares? It was food. I got hungry. He lasted a long time. And...
Well, thank you for saying what you've done to survive after the bombs fell, and we appreciate all that you've contributed.
Sure. Contributed.
Alright, so how did you survive the nuclear blast, and how are you surviving now?
Well, you see, I saw on the TV that there was a nuclear bomb coming my way, so I was like, oh shoot, I gotta go down to my bunker. So, since then, I've been down there eating and doing my thing. I even had to filter and drink my own pee. Pretty gross.
That's harsh.
It is. And now that I'm back above ground, since the radiation levels have gone down, I have this little radiation monitor. That way I can find clean bodies of water so I can drink it and not drink pee,
because that's really
gross.
Smart.
Yeah, that's really gross. So what have you done for the community?
Nothing much, since there's not much of a community left, sir.
Yeah, that is true. There are only a few of us out there.
That's true.
Thank you for listening in to our radio. Hopefully you can take some of these people's tips of surviving out there, or at least some of these people. Have a great day. See you next time.